From Tidbits on December 12th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Soho Label 6. Kronos has released Soho Label 6, a major update to its label creation app, just in time for your holiday card mailing efforts. The new release adds support for browsing and searching the libraries of both iPhoto and Aperture, as well as the capability to add Finder folders of images directly to the app's built-in photo browser. Soho Label 6 can also organize labels in multiple layers, allows for the addition of effects such as reflections to any graphic, shape, or text box. Finally, Soho Labels is now compatible with macOS 10.7 Lion's full screen mode and can handle over 1,000 new label formats. Aperture 3.2.2. The last update to Apple's professional photo organizer and editor added iCloud compatibility, but didn't quite dial in fixes for a few issues. Now, Aperture 3.2.2 looks like the version that works out those kinks. In addition to resolving an issue with iCloud and PhotoStream, Aperture displays magnification levels correctly using the loop, uses the correct color profile for externally edited images under macOS 10.10.7 Lion, fixes a crash under Lion that could occur when using brushes, makes the app behave correctly in full screen mode, and more. Text Expander 3.4. With Smile's Text Expander 3.4, you can now boast about how much time Text Expander has saved you, thanks to a new Tweet My Stats button in the Text Expansion app's statistic windows. It may not improve productivity, but it's fun. Other changes include support for selecting the local Dropbox folder, presumably for sharing snippets with a team, which Text Expander's help now explains in detail. Also, quick look support and improved double-click behavior for .TextExpander files, and other unspecified bug fixes and improvements. Keynote 5.1.1. Those who work with large Keynote presentations will want to pick up the just-released Keynote 5.1.1, since Apple claims it addresses issues when working with large presentations in macOS 10.10.7 Lion. The update applies to Keynote running under 10.6 Snow Leopard as well. Apple also claims improvements in stability and accessibility. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.